Well, that's what I have in the camper, only the normal one, not the blackout one. They charge us, I think it's $30 more for the blackout one. But, you know, and I'm not crazy about digital. I'm not on it all that much, but it sure is nice to have, you know. And the problem is where we go all the way back to the VHS beta discussions, you know, because there's no standard. It's by area, by state, almost a service type, you know. A lot of the Aries Racies group got some money after 9/11 and did some D-Star stuff, but very little of it up here. It's some of the mixed mode repeaters, whatever you get in goes out, you know. You got the hotspot stuff, but I would, if I had my druthers, and I mean, I've got the capability of dual band fusion. I own two dual band fusion mobiles, a 400 and a 7630 or 7230, 7250, whatever. Looks just like the 3200, but it's dual band. But I would rather have turbo. You know, I would rather have DMR in the car. I think it's more in more wider use in more areas. But, you know, there's been talk and threats throughout the years. Companies like Bridgecom coming up with a universal radio that does all the digital modes. And it's like, yeah, don't hold your breath.